This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. So hey and welcome to your match preview for our team, Wolverhampton Wanderers, hosting the Cherries of Bournemouth under the lights at Molineux in the Premier League. This one is jam-packed with juicy goodness. We've got Magic Moss, we've got Craig from the Bournemouth podcast, and we have got stats and facts and the latest news from the press conference and team news as well, plus our score predictions. So then, let's get stuck right into it. Let's have a look at the head-to-head record, first of all. Bournemouth have won just one of their seven Premier League meetings, a 1-0 victory for Gary O'Neill's Cherries at the time at Molineux in February of last year. And Wolves can win both league matches against Bournemouth in a season for the second time after the 2019-2020 season in the Premier League. Let's look at some Wolves facts and stats. Wolves are now winless in all competitions for six games, following four victories in their previous five, and could lose four successive home matches for the first time since February 2017 in the Championship. Wolves could also fail to score in successive home fixtures for the first time in more than 2 years. And we are still the only team in Europe's top five leagues yet to score from outside the penalty area, having made 134 unsuccessful attempts. But Tommy Doyle did score in the FA Cup, funnily enough, against Bournemouth. And Wang Hee-chan has failed to score in eight of his last nine Premier League matches, including each of the last five. Some Bournemouth stats and facts. They only need 5 points to set a Premier League record for them of 46, which was set in 16-17 season. And they need one more away win to match a club record again in the 2015-16 season. Bournemouth have also scored in 12 consecutive away league games for the first time since a run of 13 from January to August 2005, which was in the third tier. And Bournemouth have also won five of their last six Premier League matches, keeping four clean sheets in that run. And they have lost five Premier League matches when scoring the opening goal this season. Only Brentford with six have lost more. In fact, they have dropped 27 points this season from winning positions. Brentford only topping them with 30. And Dominic Solanke, their hot scoring striker, scored 18 Premier League goals, with nine away from home, being the joint most by a Cherries player in a season, along with Josh King in 2016-2017. So those are the stats and facts. The Gary O'Neill press conference has just taken place recently this afternoon, so I'll come back onto that in a little bit. But first of all, let's hear from Craig from the AFC Bournemouth podcast, following by my dad, Magic Moss, and a cuddly friend with his thoughts, and then we'll come back with a little bit more and our thoughts and score predictions.
Hello there, Dave, and thank you for inviting me on Always Wolves. Great to be here, and keep up the fantastic work, and hope yourself Magic and all the Wolves fans as well. Thank you for allowing me to have my chance to have my say. So, Gary O'Neill, we meet again. And I am a very, very different fan to the AFC Bournemouth fans that you may have encountered beforehand. I personally think that Gary O'Neill did a fantastic job with this football club. After all, we were beaten 9-0 by Liverpool and Scott Parker was rightly sacked by the club. Gary O'Neill, from ground zero, pulled the guys back up and managed to help us stay in the Premier League through hard work, dedication and determination. Gary O'Neill will know how our side plays and he will know each of the players' attributes. He is a scenario-based manager. He'll look at exactly, if we do this, Wolves will do this. And personally, he hasn't won the lottery twice. He's actually done it because he is good. And it does not surprise me that he is linked with Liverpool. Although, personally, I think that he needs to stay at Wolverhampton Wanderers for the foreseeable future because it is a move too soon at this moment in time. I expect us to go with the same sort of side that played against Aston Villa on Sunday. I think that we will come out the traps very, very quickly. We'll press high. We'll press at your defence. I personally think that Gary will try and control the match. He'll try and slow things down. And like I say, I think, you know, he will know most of our players' attributes. What I would say is I do think that Andoni Iriola, and I hope, I'm probably being biased here, I hope that we do get revenge on Gary. And I do think that we might get a 2-1 win. I think Solanke and maybe Justin Kluivert will get the goal. But personally, I think that Gary O'Neill has done a fantastic job at Wolves. Long may it continue. If we don't get Europe, I really do hope you do. And like I say, don't listen to the people that are negative about Gary O'Neill. If it wasn't for Gary and what he did, we wouldn't be playing yourselves tomorrow. We would be playing Rotherham United and Stoke on a wet Tuesday night. That's all from me. Thanks again for having me. I'll speak to you all soon.
So, Dad, literally, we're just after the game of the evening. It's nearly midnight. We're looking ahead now to Bournemouth. Yeah. I know you haven't got a cuddly toy. In fact, can you come and be the cuddly toy today?
That'd make my day.
He needs a cuddly toy, doesn't he? We've got sweet Caroline. There you go. Hopefully bringing luck. Dad, your thoughts ahead of Bournemouth? Speak loud.
What do you mean, what you think?
What do you think, what you're thinking?
We're going to win, are we, David? We've got to do, aren't we?
We're going to win. What's the score?
Have a guess.
I'm going to guess. Go on, you tell
2-0,
us.
2-0, David.
2-0, and who's scoring that goal?
Who's playing?
Well, we don't know, do we, Dad? No, so, like, no. Just imagine
we'll
that.
We'll have Tommy Doyle.
Tommy Doyle, right. Yeah, rock on Tommy.
And Gilman.
Gilman, yeah, you mean Kilman?
Kilman, yeah.
And are you going to do a rendition of Sweet Caroline with Sweet Caroline?
Me and Caroline sing together.
Ready? A one. Here we go. One, two,
I haven't got the words.
You do.
And judging and reaching out. Judging
you. Judging
you. Judging me. Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, okay, Dad, absolute genius, fantastic, love you lots, yeah. Caroline, it's been a pleasure meeting you,
yeah, really
and everything, and until the next one,
always was.
So thanks to Craig and my dad, Magic Moss, hopefully he's put a smile on your face as always. As I say, the Gary O'Neill press conference has recently taken place. We've done a video on that with all the main points, which we will leave for you right on the end screen of this video. In terms of my score prediction for this one, obviously, we know we're down to bones. Bournemouth, you know, are in a great run of form. They've had a great season as well. I think, you know, we've got to keep a clean sheet. We've got to keep them out because they've had that record of 12 away. So I'm going to go with a 1-0 to the Wanderers on this one. Keep a clean sheet, get a goal, get that victory, keep us in front of Bournemouth. Let's pocket that extra £2+ million and make sure that we spend it in the summer. Of course, in other news, we are hearing today that Wolves' first signing of the summer is likely to be the signing of Tommy Doyle for £4.3 million. It's a bit of a no-brainer, really. I mean, if they didn't sign him, you know, you'd be thinking, why wouldn't you? They've got that option to buy. It's been absolutely fantastic. But leave your thoughts on this. Check out the head-to-head with Kurt and also the main points from Gary O'Neill's press conference right on the end screen of this video. Until the next one, always Wolves. It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.